Our country is being stolen from us by terrorists who go undercover as MAGA with CNN reporters by their side, joke and admit to doing so, and committing violent and vandalistic actions while doing so, and they get away with it. They get out without bail money. A little old lady walks into the Capitol building, having been invited in by the police on duty at the door, with the lights on and an open door, and waved on in, and she is probably going to go down as a terrorist. What kind of world are we living in? It seems as though the criminals are writing the laws. And in 3 days' time, President Trump either steps down or we have a different future. And I would like to say that there's hope, and this one I actually have something to go on. It's slim, but we may have a chance at the Insurrection Act. So all of this and more with the latest coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. You don't want to miss this one. There was a little bit of a leak with Mike Lindell, and his notes showed, and so much more. Here we go. You've heard of the red pill, sure, but what about the green pill? CBD oil continues to drain billions of dollars a year from Big Pharma and the corrupt medical establishment as patients go back to nature for their quality of life for chronic issues. We have the purest, high-quality, full-spectrum CBD tinctures at greenpillliving.com. Ask yourself this, do you trust Big Pharma? Check the description for link.
NemosNewsNetwork.com, breaking the cycle of fake news.
So 55 Americans and 29 or more in Norway have already died from the vaccines. At this point, I'm wondering if that's more than have actually died from COVID. It's hard to get real accurate numbers because, you know, fake news tells us 300,000, but we know from the CDC's own quiet admissions that only 6% died of instead of with, and really this is a fairly benign illness for the vast majority of people, with a survival rate of over 99.9% So, you know, at that point, the survival rates are almost 100%, and almost no one is dying. And then they also got caught lumping in COVID with pneumonia and flu all into the same folder called COVID. So pneumonia and flu just disappeared almost completely from the metrics this year. If you know where to look, it's as though we've cured them suddenly. But that's the way they rig the statistics, as Bill Gates' book said, How to Lie with Statistics. Now, Germany is going to begin to put political dissidents, or those who are against the coronavirus extreme lockdown measures, the COVID rule breakers, into detention camps. That's right. Dissidents go into detention camps in Germany once again. Only this time it's not the Jews. It's the people who don't trust the fake news and take their vaccine and wear their mask. They're coming for all of us soon. Now, we also have a new peer-reviewed study that shows that they did not find any evidence that lockdowns were effective in stopping the COVID spread. It doesn't work, it doesn't help, and we always knew that. And places that didn't lock down are doing far better. It's the same with masks. They don't work. They don't help. They actually make you sick to wear a mask. And it's increasing things like Legionnaire's disease. It's increasing pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia. It's killing people. These masks are making people sick. You're seeing kids with outbreaks on their faces around where they wear the mask. Rebreathing your own bacterial spores for hours at a time and your own carbon dioxide. It's not healthy. And if you miss this because you don't watch Fox News anymore, no one would blame you. But this former pervert, or at least former congressman, I believe he was fired for sexual misconduct. He's probably still a pervert, not former. Harold Ford Jr. was recently interviewed on fake Fox News, and turns out when they zoomed in on his close-up camera for his Zoom interview, he has a Chairman Mao, Communist Chinese Chairman Mao artwork portrait above his fireplace in a place of honor. Now, this is this tells you everything you need to know about the Democrat Party, doesn't it? So, Pelosi, and by the way, for those who don't know, Chairman Mao was himself a pervert. His wife apparently claimed he had many peasant girls constantly coming in, and he was also a mass murderer responsible for tens of million dead. And apparently, this is little known history, but they engaged in cannibalism for a short time. It's called the flesh banquets. Look that one up if you want nightmares. That is the person that the Democrats look up to enough to hang on their walls. And they wear Che Guevara t-shirts, which was a racist, black-hating mass murderer. Another genocidal maniac and a freak. And you know what? The left seemed to adore them everywhere you can look except Hitler. And I think they secretly have a thing for Hitler because, honestly, they won't stop talking about him. But all the other mass murderers throughout history, like Stalin, Lenin, Mao, and they're all just, I mean, Che Guevara, he tried to get up there. He wasn't quite their level, but he tried. Pol Pot, I mean, those are all the heroes of the left. We're actually living under a death cult of communists, and they cloak themselves in sort of an air of legitimacy, and they wear nice clothes and suits that we pay for, and we get to pay for their expensive 4 or 5 refrigerator homes and mansions with the nicest ice cream flown in from out of country and crazy shit that they do because they are the kings and queens of the world, and they will kill us to get there. And that is exactly why they hang people like Chairman Mao on the wall, because they know what he did. He is a path to power, their path to power, because communism is a strategy to destabilize existing governments and existing societies, create problems so that you can rise to power. I don't know if you've ever seen the Game of Thrones show. My wife is going through it with me now. I finally convinced her to watch it with me because it does teach you a really important lesson about politics. I know it's a fantasy show, but it's a great example. And one of the characters who's particularly slimy and adjusted to the political game, his name is Littlefinger. And if you don't know that character, you know, he's very smart, shady, and conniving. He's risen far in the world. There's my little one. He's risen far in the world by being smart and conniving. And when another person had mentioned that chaos is a threat to the realm, he said, no, chaos is a ladder. And he's right. And people like this take absolute advantage of it. When you can create instability and chaos, you can destabilize society. If you know how to play that, you can rise high in the new order of things. And that's exactly what they're planning to do. Now, Pelosi doesn't mind if Chinese spies are sleeping with people who are on the Homeland Security Committee. She puts Swalwell right back on there. As far as we know, he's still banging Fang Fang. So who knows what is going on. Now, here's the good, hopeful, positive, optimistic, slim chance in hell that we have to get out of this. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow billionaire, who's also a patriot that supports this president, recently visited President Trump in the White House on Friday. And then, when he left, his notes were caught on camera by fake news. I don't know if it was intentional. I will assume not. Some people speculated he meant for it to leak. But his notes included some pretty radical ideas. We don't know if his notes mean it's going to happen, but they were discussing it. And one of those was to replace the CIA director, Gina Haspel, with Kash Patel. And the other one was to use the Insurrection Act. And we are getting pretty late in the game now with days to go. We also have new video showing police actually turning their backs on the anarchists while they escaped through a Capitol building window. More evidence that the police were actually in on it.
We need to fill this room. Come on. Oh, God, I don't want anyone out there.
Get in here! More people! God damn it!
Hey. Well, this is crazy. We're inside. Where is this? This is inside the Capitol.
Gas.
Gas.
Fuck,
yes.
My fucker in! Oh, shit! They ain't playing now, dude.
Yep. Here you see them climbing out the window. Now watch outside.
Can we go through? Go.
Come on.
Press.
Everybody else. Let's go, for your safety and everyone else. Let's go, please, everybody else.
The Lord God repent you. Repent you, you guys have broken the social contract with the American people. Okay.
Now, I'm sorry it's a very blurry video, but you can see that, you know, almost every single one of those policemen was facing a peaceful crowd while these vandals broke out of the building, not even into, but out of the building with weapons and a trashed office in there. Clearly Antifa did that damage too. Now, look, Patriots may have went in there and put their foot on the desk and took a picture. Maybe they didn't. Maybe that was Antifa as well. But something is up when the police turn a blind eye intentionally to malicious damage and escaping while doing it. The only guy who even did anything came up and said, look for your safety, come on down, and that was about it. He sounded more like he just wanted them to hurry. Maybe they were, you know, being watched by too many patriots while they did something clearly coordinated. Now, beyond that, we also have federal prosecutors walking back their sensational allegations of a plot to kill lawmakers during Capitol siege. You know, this is insane rhetoric from the left trying to inflame things that are already inflamed enough, rather than trying to really seek any form of unity the way they claim. It was all about unity, 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 until Biden's in power, and then it is going to be about revenge. And they're already discussing it. It's not difficult to find, even for yourself, if you don't believe me, but it's certainly not difficult to prove. And I've been proving that now for weeks on end with every report I do. Now, Joe Biden holds inaugural celebration on YouTube, and he hits a whopping 24,000 people that have watched this video 3 hours after it played. That's impressive for Joe Biden. I mean, even some of my videos don't get that many. Many of them do. In fact, before I was being censored, many of them got twice that, three times that. I told you I was more popular than Joe Biden. I'm not joking. And I'm not bragging, because I'm not that popular. I'm just one tiny little voice. And I walk among giants, and I'm so honored to do so, but I'm just a tiny little voice, former YouTuber that had most of that taken from me by censorship. And I've lost everything now. Everything. You know, it's down to sacred honor, you know, and that's all I got left. But at the end of the day, Joe Biden is not that popular. Now, this, by his standard, is the biggest event he's ever held. I mean, at most, he's held 1,000 people at a time on a live stream. That's about it. President Trump gets about 800,000 people watching, at least, or he'll get a million people or more to show up to an event. So it's a very big difference. So let's just take the difference of the Alamo, for example, 804,000 viewers while he spoke. Do we really believe Joe Biden is going to be a legitimate president? It'll be scandal-plagued from the get-go, with a history of corruption and getting nothing done except the massive anti-black crime bill. I mean, that was really his own achievement, his only achievement. I mean, we also have former Facebook executives saying that we need to turn down the capability of conservative influencers to reach their huge audiences. Now, they're talking about OANN and Newsmax. That's pretty big fish to go after. Certainly, they're not going to spare any shred of mercy for a small voice like mine that gives you unfiltered truth rather than, you know, the political lens. Now, Newsmax is not much better than Fox. They're trying to become the new Fox, but, you know, that's still a disinformation coordinated, a disinformation sort of gatekeeper limited hangout operation. So it's a matter of time until all of our voices are silenced, and it's probably not that much time, frankly. If you're not on Telegram yet, join us at nemosnewsnetwork.com/chat. That is our Telegram. It is legal-only discourse, of course, because they're going to have agents in there trying to say illegal things. We ban people for that and post stupid things. We ban people for that, too, if it's not legitimate news or if it's spam or hate speech or any of that sort of stuff, we will ban people. But it is a great place for legitimate news discussion and dissemination and to stay informed. And if you want to join that, again, nemosnewsnetwork.com/chat. Now, beyond that, we also have armed left-wing radicals who are now, and they're admitting to being left-wing, they're anti-Proud Boys, anti-Trump, pro-BLM. They're out there saying things like, we are out here supporting the local BLM scene while carrying around weapons. Didn't mean to open that. And Proud Boys do not come here in Ohio. These are guys walking around wearing as close to riot gear as they can afford. You know, black balaclavas and rainbow flags and semi-auto rifles, and you've got, you know, ammo pouches and military vests and, in some cases, armor. This guy's even wearing a trench coat. Who knows what kind of Matrix crap he's got going on under there. You know, if you've seen the movie The Matrix, they pull out a lot of guns under their trench coat, and I'm sure these Antifa imagine that's exactly what they are. Although, yours truly is the one passing out the real red pills. These left-wingers are still very blue-pilled. So they are preparing to march on Capitol buildings on the 20th and oppose Trump supporters in a violent confrontation. If there is any violence, it will be from these people. If there is any violence against government officials, it will be from these people, left-wing radicals. Do not go to these events. If you are a conservative, stay home, stay safe, and wait for President Trump. Don't go and get set up at these events. And if you're, you know, even if you were thinking about doing something violent, and I don't encourage you to do it, going out in the middle of the street and fighting, you know, on the street mob style is not the way to win. Not to mention, you've already had one armored Humvee stolen from the National Guard and over 25,000 armed National Guardsmen in D.C. It is getting wild, folks. It is getting dystopian wild, Orwellian wild. You know, the world order is here. They're trying to take power by force and by open subterfuge with, you know, very little legitimacy. And we all know what happened. It was very blatant. We all saw it for our own eyes. We will never believe it or buy the lie of this election being legitimate. But they're going for it anyway because they're desperate. Because they know otherwise we've won. There's no world where their power can coexist with our not only spreading the truth but knowing the truth in such numbers. They have to kill us off. And they will try if they get power. Mark my words. That's what always happens in a communist takeover. I don't know if they'll put us in internment camps first the way Germany's going to do it, or if they're just going to force vaccinate us and Trump supporters get the special dose, if you know what I mean. Now, continuing from there, we also have Antifa activist Daniel Allen Baker arrested for plotting to murder Trump supporters. Not only is he trained with insurgent groups and terrorist groups, he's now bragging on YouTube about having received that Soros money. And then he was even passing out rewards. Folks, he is another operative, but this one was dumb enough to actually admit to receiving money from Soros. We have a connection. We have everything we need to put these people in prison forever, but Soros is Chinese sponsored. Soros is backed by China. That's why he's untouchable so far. President Trump has got to do the right thing. The people will back him. Use the Insurrection Act, arrest these traitors, and fix our country. Save our republic. We also have the Boogaloo Boys, supposedly, out there, who align with Black Lives Matter, organizing the armed insurrection on the Capitol and boasting about it. So we don't know for sure. That's why I say supposedly, because people can take credit for things, right? But when you've had a group come out, a radical group come out, and claim it, I mean, there's a start, and that's creepy, 666 comments. Ugh. But, you know, certainly we've also had John Sullivan, whose brother turned him in and suggested that he believed his own brother had something to do with leading it. So I think it was more of a coalition effort with different groups and cells having their own things going on. There's a lot of compartmentalization where there are different groups. So maybe the left hand doesn't know what the right foot is doing, so to speak, with all of the Antifa groups. That's how they're so difficult to stamp out. That's why communism is so difficult to stamp out, because they operate in sort of a chapter, decentralized, local cell division. Now, continuing on, a large migrant caravan is heading to the United States, urging Biden administration to honor its commitments. You know what that means? Open the damn doors and let us in. We want free stuff. And get ready for it. You told us you would, Biden. That's exactly what that means. We also have Biden already trying to offer 11 to 20 million illegal aliens citizenship in just his first few days in office. It is going to get insane. And multiculturalism is dangerous, folks. It doesn't work. And that's not a racist thing to say, because race and culture are not synonymous. They're often overlapping, but race and culture are not synonymous. Multiculturalism in close proximity for incompatible cultures is a guaranteed formula for conflict. That is one of the reasons they want to bring so many in, to destabilize our society. A lot of these are socialist third world voters. A lot of them can't read or write. A lot of them bring sickness and disease and burdens. Now, they're not bad people, necessarily, but they're a burden, and we're not even taking care of our own sufficiently. And, well, what happens when too many people try to climb into the lifeboat? It capsizes and everyone dies. We also have other good news. Parlay, back from the dead. And it may be laggy for a few days. I'm sure it will be. Gab is doing very well compared to where it was just 2 or 3 days ago with the new influx of people. But give them time. They are doing better every hour, it seems, in terms of latency and lag issues as they get more servers on and they repair their connection in Parler's case. So we will have our opportunities to build up a new tech, unless Biden gets into office, in which case they will ban everything under authoritative fiat dictates, and there won't be anywhere that we can go to communicate anymore. We will be an occupied nation without freedom of speech. That is what comes if Biden gets into power. It is a scary future. Now, I still trust the plan. I still trust President Trump, who's very quiet and confident right now, who still has not said, I concede to Biden. But I trust him to do the right thing and to use his executive authority. We have 3 days to go. Actually, it's almost midnight now, so we have 2 days to go. I will see you guys on the next one. I hope you found this to be of some value. And if you don't mind, like, share, subscribe. If you want to join our newsletter, join us at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. And we'll see you on the next one.